of my buddies and looked this company up. It's a company, I'm going to give them a shout out, promo only. My buddy Jim started this back in the 90s. There's an old EDM club type club at Walt Disney, or yeah, at the old Pleasure Island on Disney property called Mannequins. And the whole dance floor just turned. And he started this company. He was a DJ there. He started this company there called Promo Only. And now it's pretty much how most all DJs across the world, Canada, United States, obviously, Europe, they get their, the professionals, this is how they get their music. Not the only resource, obviously. But anyway, I just started thinking about that because when I play my music videos, I did a gig last week in D.C. and I just did all videos. And it was funny because 90% of them are probably from this company I'm telling you about. So, we'll see if we can, you know, start pushing the needle a little bit and seeing what people think and getting more opinions than just mine.
Sweet of you.
For sure. I think what you're doing, you know, by joining us on this podcast and just building your social media presence, and it's not easy out there.
No.
But don't give up. I mean, just keep swinging away because the only way you'll fail is if you do give up.
Yeah, exactly. I feel more and more so like that. It's like, sure, I haven't had any super massive breaks yet, but I've had lots of small wins. Like my music video's on Vivo right now.
That's,
you know,
huge.
That feels good. I made it to Canadian Music Week a few years ago. They're kind of big, small wins.
Yeah.
You know, they're indicators I'm doing well and I just need to keep going. So
I'm going to put it up. I was planning on putting it up on iShowcase because you got the iShowcase Music podcast and then the iShowcase Music. I always try to help new artists with their, you know, who have videos. As a matter of fact, there's a few artists out of LA that are on there already.
Amazing.
They just got some bangers. Yeah, definitely check it out. So, yeah, just getting the word out there and relating. But you've been at it because I saw you had a release in 2020, I think, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
So you've been doing this for a minute.
Before that, I actually released a song before that, but I deleted it off of everything because I was like, I don't really think it's kind of childish. Like, I need to. But yeah.
Oh, wait. Now you're teasing us. What was the song about that made you delete everything?
It was just like saying that I was like kind of glad that I moved away from home and that I'm like more happy now. But I'm like, it makes me seem like I'm a little ungrateful for like my upbringing too. So I'm like,
you don't want to upset your mom and dad and everybody who supports you up there either. I get that.
Yeah.
I get
also,
that.
I was like, I'm a way better singer now. Like my voice has improved so much. It doesn't showcase who I am anymore. So, yeah.
So this is the first release that you're dancing full energy.
Yes.
Like, are you going to be able to maintain that on live performances?
Well, I think so.
I'm asking. I mean, the dancing and the singing. I mean, someone referred to you as like, okay, the modern, how Britney used to be, you know, but I know how they used to get through those shows because you only have so much oxygen that your lungs can fill with, right? Yeah. To be able to handle the stamina of dancing at that level, you know, the Janet Jacksons, the Britneys, the people, even J Lo, what she did the other night on she looked good, sounded good.
Yeah.
What do you think about that and being able to handle it?
I think it's exciting and it's something I haven't really done. I've never done one of those big stadium performances, but I think it's would be such a fun and thrilling thing combining the two worlds I love so much. And I remember watching Usher's masterclass because he dances a lot when he's on stage too. And he's like, if you want to do this, he's like, you got to go for jogs and sing your set list while you're running. And then
that's
I remember
advice.
Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child, she said a similar thing. She's like, when we were training, we were running and singing. Beyonce's dad made us like run and sing. So I'm like, maybe I should start doing that. I live in West
Yeah,
Hollywood,
or stretch and
everyone's
sing.
So, sorry?
Or stretch and sing.
Stretch and sing. Yeah, do
so you don't blow your knees out.
Yeah.
The jogging thing scares me, man. I don't ever recommend, but I mean, it's good advice. Maybe get on a Peloton and sing, you know,
that's a good idea. A Peloton. Because then I don't have to be outside and make a fool of myself either. You know
Well,
what I mean? Like
I don't think you could
running
do
through
that if you
Beverly
tried, but
Hills just singing a full out set list, like, or
heck
West
yeah.
Hollywood, people are gonna be like, what's happening?
Yeah. Nobody wants to accuse you of lip syncing on stage, but sometimes, I mean,
They
it's
all
just so
do it. They're
much.
like, yeah, there's like, come on.
It
Come
there's a
on.
reason certain artists just stand there. They'll do a little dance move, and then all of a sudden they get lifted to the next location. No, but that's yeah, that master class, that was actually really good advice. So my next question, do you have other songs? Meaning,
Yes.
do you have enough? What's your plans? Do you have enough for an EP? Do you have? Are you gonna release a full album? Are you gonna see how the single does and then reassess everything? Or what's your game plan?
Lots of stuff in the pipeline right now. I have a song that's way more like house techno vibes that I'm gonna be putting out soon. And I actually have a meeting with one of my dance friends tonight because we're gonna be creating another visualizer together. So that's exciting. There's gonna be another kind of dance visual. And she's obsessed with this song. She's like, this is exactly my vibe. So I'm really excited to work with someone who's excited about my music like that. And I've also kind of been working in different genres. One of my friends made this kind of like Bob Marley feeling beat recently, and I wrote a song over it that's everyone's super excited about too. So I just feel like I'm pulled in lots of different directions, and I've been working on an acoustic album right now. So that's almost done. And my friend Kivion, he creates these like really beautiful backing vocal arrangements. So we've been doing that together for my acoustic album. So yeah, that's what
Do
I've
you
been in the
play an
studio a
instrument?
lot.
I'm sorry, do you play an instrument?
I play piano. I'm not like super super good, but I play piano.
Me too. Great
Yay.
instrument.
It's the best. I'm glad that I took lessons when I was a kid, so I understand theory inside and out, even though I hated doing theory at the time and I was like, what is the point? I'm so super happy that I had that when I was a kid, because
I'm
it's not as
still
fun to
haunted
learn an
by the
instrument when your adult brain is formed.
I'm still haunted by the circle of fifths.
I
You remember that?
yes, I do remember
The,
that.
those charts they used to throw in your face, and then oh my gosh. And it's like now with technology, it's like it does it for you, even in logic. I mean, it just does it for you. You know, all the theory, it'll print out everything. You just put it in there and prints out everything. A lot of people I know at very high levels don't read at all. My sight reading is, you know, not too good. I could chord chart read pretty darn well and get through a song, but I want to like know the song before. But no, it sounds like you got the. Are you? So you kind of answered the question already. You guys have like a little songwriting group that you get together and vibe off each other and come up with these concepts for these songs. Yes.
I met this really amazing community within the first year of moving to LA, called the Creative Space Collective, and it was run by Jason Hadashian, or Jay Hatch. He actually passed away tragically in October
Was he
from
jogging?
cancer. No. He had cancer, unfortunately, gone way too soon, and it was out of the blue. But he made us all. I don't know. You know, when you meet someone, you just feel like they're a special kind of rare human. That's how we all felt about him. He like made us excited about music again, and really was good at putting different groups together in the studio. And he had camps all over the states, and so yeah, I think the community has just drawn closer since he passed. And I went to a camp out in Vegas. I've gone to London. That's the last time I saw him. Last May, I went to the camp out in London, and he brings out Da Vinci, like the famous grime producer, like that all the UK attendees are like, oh my God, like Da Vinci is here. He's like my childhood, like music, like dream, like this is my dream collaborator. So he's just like, he's an amazing A&R person who became a mentor for young music artists. And yeah, it's still a really great community, and I think the camps have really helped me grow. Like last weekend at the camp, we were just writing songs for 10 hours of the day with a goal to make a album for Fuse from 808 Mafia, his label. So
Hell
a few
yeah,
of the
that's
songs I was
awesome.
co-writing on made it onto the album. We haven't recorded them yet because we ran out of time because, but yeah, it's a really great community. Lucky to
Well, the
have.
gentleman you just spoke of, it sounds like he left one hell of a legacy, and
He really did.
he fulfilled his purpose. I mean, but I always he hate hearing about people passing too young, especially, the way you said, the
Yeah.
C word, we'll call it. It's just, that's a whole nother podcast subject we could talk about, the cures that they have and haven't shared, let's just say. But it sounds like, every one of us in our lives, I mean, every song we record, every song we release, every podcast we do, whatever, it's all part of our legacy. It's all part of, doing what we can to give back, let people know who we are, get inside us, and being, I think good songwriting has a lot to do with vulnerability. How vulnerable are you willing to be? Whether it's a dance, I think it's whether it's a dance jam or a ballad or an acoustic, whatever, right?
I like
I think the
hearing
more
that.
vulnerable you can get, the deeper you can go, the further the song will take you.
I like that sentiment. I think
Damn,
that's
I think
true.
I'm going to write that down as a lyric. No, I'm joking.
Do it. Write us a hit, Scott.
I got some stuff up my sleeve. Oh yeah, there's some stuff in the works.
Yay.
I just don't
I
want to
can
talk
hear
about it because
it.
it might take me longer than I anticipated. But yeah, to be determined. Stay tuned. And it's not even to be determined. It's already in the works. But my thing is bandwidth. Like you just made a really, really cool point about you actually made me. I'm not a jealous person. You made me jealous. You just said we spent 10 hours just writing and being creative.
So
And
fun.
I'm like, I just had to come to Jesus meeting with myself. I'm like, my bandwidth doesn't allow me to stop.
You're holding yourself back. That's not
I'm
true.
not. I'm
Oh,
not. I got a lot
you're
going
saying it
on.
doesn't allow you to stop. I thought you were going to say it wouldn't allow you to do that.
It's
Sorry.
just my it's just because I'm doing what I can with all this to help up and coming artists on the iShowcase music side, but then there's the whole TV side. It's a lot. It's a lot. So when I say bandwidth, I mean as one person, even with a staff of great people and all, it's just so much. So the only way I get a full 10 hour is what I did in February, is where I relaunched iShowcase Music podcast out of Nashville. I went up to Nashville. I wanted to stay a month. I ended up staying 2 weeks, and just away. Turn off my phone. Brought my studio, my little mini studio.
Feels
And
so
I
good.
was creative and I had those 10-hour days. And it was just,
Feels so
as a
good.
creative person, keep those as long as you can, because, if I could just put the business off all this aside and just be creative, that would be amazing. That would be, and I used to be, it used to be like that for me. But I'm not bitching or complaining. I'm blessed. Trust me. Blessed to meet people like you and to learn about what you're doing and how you're getting there, because the people who hear what we're talking about, even if we just help one person get to the next level or let them think a little differently in perspective, hey, we did our job. We just helped somebody.
I totally agree. And
And
that can I say something about that?
please.
There was a girl I didn't even think like really too much about pursuing music like this until I was in a choir while I was in school, and it was like a pop choir, and there was probably about 12 of us. I remember my vocal coach was like, I was just doing vocal lessons for fun. And she's like, I'm starting this choir and everyone's gonna be like a really great singer in it. It's like a super choir, but it's a small choir. I'm like, I'm excited. We're gonna sing popular music like Mariah Carey, Boys to Men, stuff like that. So I join, and there's this girl named Farah, when I was living in Vancouver, and she's writing her own songs, and she's this beautiful like R&B singer. And I was just like, I want to be like her. I want to be her. I want to do that. I want to see if I can write songs. So she actually, I've told her this too. She's one of the, she was the person who inspired me to go down this path. And if I
You
hadn't
were
have met her, I
inspired.
don't know if I would have gone down this path like this. So yeah. Yeah, I
Yeah,
think
she
that.
it only takes one person. It only takes one, but fear holds so many people back.
Totally,
It
totally.
crushes dreams. The devil gets in, starts just singing, and then all of a sudden you can't do. You're not worth it. You're this, you're that. And it's like it takes a different kind of person, a different kind of beast to mentality. Beast mode mentality is what I call it. A can-do attitude. I don't
Yeah.
associate too many with too many people that can't do. I don't want to hear excuses. I want to hear and see results.
I
And
love
I'm
it.
not easy in the studio. I expect the best because what you're putting down is forever. So you never
True.
have a second chance to make a great first impression, right? So,
Absolutely.
yeah, but you're on the right. You were brought up right. Your parents, I'm
Oh,
proud of you for
thank
taking that one song down, even though you got to send it to me so I can hear it. I'm joking.
you. Maybe not.
I just want to know how bad it is, really, for real.
It's catchy, I'll give it that. It was really
Then change the
catchy.
lyrics.
Maybe.
Change the hook, change the lyrics, and if it's a banger, it's a banger. I always tell people, you remember George Michael, the
Little bit.
singer?
I don't know. I have done all my research.
Well, it's an old 80s pop singer named George Michael, and he did a song called "Careless Whisper,"
Okay.
and you gotta have faith, yeah, that song, and he wrote that song "Careless Whisper," which is once you hear it, you're gonna be like, oh my goodness, I know, of course I know the song. It's the saxophone at the beginning, and he wrote that when he was like 16 and didn't release it until he was like 30.
I
So
love
you
that, hearing
just
stories like that. That makes me so happy
The
hearing
moral of that story
that.
is never know what you're going to be able to take off the shelf to and have a hit song. You just never know.
True.
I
That's
remember
true.
this. This is sounding like something I did then, but wait, what did I do there? Boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know, you just put yourself together a killer song.
Going out tonight, and it's been a while since I've been this wild. But I deserve to smile. I had a man before, you try to dim my shine. I had to tell him why the born new guy.
I love hearing that. Because I
Over the
feel like
stress
too,
of
when you start your music journey, it's usually when you're the most inspired and excited. Like I remember when I started writing songs, I was just like, oh my God, this is so exciting. And then I remember one of my other friends, I remember her like starting music a little after me, and I remember like seeing her go through that. And but it sometimes lends itself to like really, really great songs, like because you're just so excited and you're discovering that you're good at it and it's exciting. So that
you
makes sense.
know, I couldn't agree with you more. And I'm not, you can share your age if you want. I'm not going to ask you your age, even though, get kicked in the gut enough times over the decades, it starts to, you really have to have self-confidence and have to, because it starts to beat you up. Like, I know very successful people who've been on hiatus for a very long time just because it's like, the motivation, the life happens, things happen and it's not always good, unfortunately. And so, what you have brought out in this interview for me is to think young again, to think like, hey, remember how happy I was when I was just locked? And I'm still like that.
I can tell you are. You're
I'm
very
passionate.
youthful.
I'm passionate for what I do, for sure, and I'm blessed to be able to do what I do, make a living doing it, and make people happy. And I still do the DJ thing, and
Hell yeah.
I don't do it as much as I used to, my choice. But boy, all that sitting behind the computer and all that business stress and all of it just comes out, and I take it out on stage. That's why my
Oh.
name's DJ Crazy Scott.
I love that. That like makes me, you're inspiring me now because I feel like sometimes the business stuff gets to me. I'm like, oh, Danny sent me another article and I don't want to do it right now. But then like I'm going to answer, you know, answering the question. Sometimes I'm tired while I'm doing it, but sometimes it's like, oh, this is fun answering questions about my journey. But that's inspiring me. It's like, okay, like the business side is really important. So then I can take it
It's
out on
better than no one caring,
Danny.
no one talking about you. You know, as long as people are, I disagree when they say all, you know, all press is good press. That's bullshit. Ask Diddy right now how that's working out for him. Is all press really good press? I hate when people say that because it's not. I mean, you know,
Depends on what you want your life to look like
well, it
outside.
depends on what they're coming after you at, or what have you done, or what, you know, karma, whatever. And it's like, but grab every article, every opportunity. This is just my opinion to you. Every article, every opportunity, every chance you have to play your music, go to every. I saw you played last year. See, I did my homework. You played the Viper Room. That's Johnny Depp. Well, Johnny, I think he sold it, but Johnny Depp started the Viper Room right on Sunset. And how did that gig go if you a
It
year
was
ago?
so fun. I played there a couple times. The first time I played there was particularly exciting. I had some friends. I was in the acoustic lounge playing, and I just remember a lot of people came out. A lot of my friends came out. Probably like 20 people came that were close to me, and that's a big show out for that small little room for me. And it was just like I was singing in a living room to my friends, and everyone's like, "Yeah, sing that Rihanna." I think I sang a "Love on the Brain" cover by Rihanna,
Nice.
and it was just really fun. So now I feel like that performance helped kind of take with me how I should feel even when I'm singing to people who aren't my friends. Like, this is how make music makes people feel. It's exciting to share, and help me. It helped me that performance. Yeah, it helped me a lot. Kind of see.
How important is becoming famous to you?
I think it would be really, really exciting for me. I think it's like I think I have the combination that would work well, right? Just
But
saying.
you're not, but I don't get a vibe that you base everything on that. And I hope you don't, because those are those, you know what I'm saying? Like, meaning I don't get a vibe from you that you're in this just for the fame.
Okay, yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, I love music and like I think it would be so exciting if I became famous. But like I also like think I write amazing songs and like maybe I can, you know, write for other people. But I mean, I think that I just love it. So
Well, you seem like a really
I
cool
love
person.
it.
You seem awesome. I can't thank you enough for taking the time today. And look, I want you to just let right now everyone know how they can get in touch with you, how they can hear your music, how they can learn more about you.
Yay, thank you. Yeah, I'm Alexandra Beck, obviously, as you know. If you like the interview today and you want to hear my new music video, it is on YouTube, Alexandra Beck. Hit this. So yeah, go and follow me.
Or
That's
come to I Showcase.
yeah, or come to iShowcase
Come to I Showcase Music.
too.
It'll be on there too. And also Instagram. How do they get you on Instagram?
Yeah, I'm really active on Instagram. It's the most, I don't really go on TikTok very often. So, yeah, it's Alexandra Maria Beck. Alexandra Beck Music, if you put in search, it will show up. So, yeah, go and follow me, support me. I appreciate you guys.
TikTok is savage. They just literally, somebody just hacked my DJ Crazy Scott account. I had like 11,000 followers. I
Stop.
made my complaint on April 2nd and they still haven't rectified it.
So someone stole your account
Stole
from
my account. They stole my account, changed the passwords, changed everything.
What are they doing
And
with your account right now?
yeah, I have my wife looking, you know, looking at it off of hers, and I keep track of it. They're doing nothing. It's almost like they're trying to hold a ransom. And I'm like, why isn't TikTok on top of that? I'm not a fan of TikTok.
Yeah, I
Well,
don't
I hope
know.
they
I
don't
just
see it.
feel like
I'll be a fan after they give me my damn account back. How about that?
that's fair. And you have lots of followers too, so it's like.
On that's just one account. So I'm thinking to myself, who could infiltrate all my other accounts, right? So I started two-step verifying and all that. But Meta, I had something happen like that. This was way back before Facebook even bought Instagram. and it was another nightmare. Took me forever to get it fixed. So, some people, they make careers out of criminality, right? Anyway, I don't know why I went on that tangent, but
It's okay. Thank you for telling me. I'm glad you told me. I have my Meta verified check on Instagram, so no one can steal my account. I don't really care if someone steals my TikTok, but that would
that's
be rude.
actually, yeah, you know what? That's probably my fault. I probably need to get verified. I'm going to if I get that account back. And iShowcase, all that is running strong. But yeah, good. I'm glad you're verified and you're on there. And I wish you the best. And look, if you get back to getting that EP ready and getting that album ready, I'd love to have you back on, talk
Thank
about
you.
it, and just, stay in touch and keep talking about your journey. I'd love to keep up with you.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you so much. This is such a pleasure to meet you. You're a really great person. I appreciate your time. This is fun.
Yay! And who knows, I might have a
Yay.
couple bangers myself to send your way.
Yay.